Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. But let me tell you something. My next guest is going to stretch your faith. You see, she believes, and I do too, that everyone has a cylinder of light or a portal to heaven over themselves. And as you realize this, and as you activate this, that's how heaven brings things from heaven to earth for you. She wants you to activate your cylinder of light. Be right back. I have to tell you, I am fascinated about this cylinder of light. Some people call it a portal. The Bible calls it a gateway. And Rebecca, God is showing you that every believer has this cylinder of light. And what I happen to believe is when I'm in the cylinder of light, no weapon formed against me can prosper. Is that true?
Amen. There's supernatural protection in this open portal that we have the opportunity in this earth realm to access.
And when it says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, through this portal comes the things we've prayed for.
Absolutely. Our blessings travel through our portal, Sid. It's an amazing place to operate in and to dwell in. It's the secret place.
Give me one biblical reference about someone that had that access in the Bible.
Oh, that's easy. Elijah. He operated under an open heaven. Jacob operated an open heaven.
The ladder. People have seen this cylinder of light over me. People have seen this over you. Do you see this over everyone?
Absolutely. Believers and unbelievers alike. And according to the expansion or the constriction of each individual's portal is how I minister to that either believer or unbeliever. So, it makes ministry easy.
I used to be a stockbroker. That's called inside information, but it's not illegal.
Yes.
Okay. So the first time you were aware of the portal, but you didn't really even know because you were just 8 years old.
8 years old.
What happened?
Well, I was actually mowing grass, and I was on a riding lawnmower, and it was a bit repetitious because it was a large yard. It was my uncle's yard. And all of a sudden, the heavens opened over me, and the clouds actually rolled back in billows of magnificent revelation. And I squinted my eyes, and I caught another gear, and I sped up, and I stayed busy for the next 30 years.
Now, I'm going to tell you, you have never, ever heard of someone coming to know Jesus the way Rebecca did. She was raised Baptist, and she a little rebellious, alcohol, drugs, the whole nine yards. But one day, her mother says, I want you to go to church. And for some reason, Rebecca said, okay. And she goes there, and she knows nothing. She's not saved or anything. And the young kids gravitate towards her. So the youth pastor says, they gravitate towards her. I'll have her as a speaker. She's not saved, remember. I'm going to have her as a speaker for my youth meeting. So he asks her, and what did you say?
I said, yes. Yeah, okay. Uh-huh. I'll do it.
So tell me about it.
And when my head just, you know, started saying yes, and I was saying no, and my mom, she was like, no. don't do it. And, you know, now I think back with the knowledge that I have now of the revelation of God, where was that youth pastor's discernment? Because I was so lost. And, but little did I know God had a plan.
Well, how would you know what to save?
Well, he told me, he said, don't worry about what to say, for the Holy Spirit will give you what to say in the hour that you need to say it. And I said,
the youth pastor said this?
Yes.
Okay. And you believed him?
Oh, yes. I believed him. Okay. I didn't even take a Bible.
All right. So she said, okay, God's going to tell me what to say because my youth pastor told me that. So she's standing up to speak for the group, no Bible, no preparation, not even saved. What happened?
Well, they introduced me and they said a lot of good things about me. And I was like, hey, they like me better than I do. I think I like this place. And they put me behind the pulpit, and I said, well, your youth pastor said that the Holy Spirit would tell me what to say in the hour that I need to say it. And I said, and he's not here yet.
So what did you say?
I just stood there and everybody looked at me kind of like you are. And I just waited. And I waited.
What's everyone doing while you're waiting?
Well, the pastor and the youth pastor, they were having a meltdown. And the rest of the church thought it was quite interesting that I didn't have anything planned. So God was really setting me up for the revelatory realm, that he would give me what to say in the hour that I needed to say it, because they didn't need to hear what I had to say.
Suddenly, what happened?
Suddenly, there was a hot oil from above began to flow, and I felt it cascading down over my head, and then I could feel it running down my body. And by the time it got to my feet, man, all these words shot out of my mouth, and it was ministering to me, but it wasn't me, it was him.
And he wants to. So she speaks, and then she remembers she saw Billy Graham at a meeting, and Billy said, come. So after she finished speaking, she just copies Billy. She doesn't know what she's doing. She said, come. So they all come forward to get saved, and she doesn't know how to tell them. She's not even saved. What did you do?
I said, well, God, if it worked for Billy, it has to work for me. So come from all over the building. If you don't have Jesus in your heart, come from all over the building.
There's a son saying backslidden, drunk, taken. There's no Bible. Come.
And so the children rushed to the altar. It almost frightened me because they were running towards me, and their parents came, and the chaperones came, and some of the ministers.
But we'll just keep that secret between the two of us.
And so the children said, what prayer do we say to be saved, to ask Jesus into our hearts? And I said, I don't know, but if we'll get the pastor down here, we'll all get saved.
And were you saved at that?
That night.
Can you get that? The pastor comes up, gives the altar call, and she says it along with all these little kids. When we come back, you're going to find out about a 6-hour open vision that totally transformed Rebecca's life, and it's going to transform yours. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
If you love watching our It's Supernatural TV program, you can now watch hundreds of archive programs online, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on your computer, your smartphone, your iPad, or your favorite tablet.
ISN will be the vehicle to equip you to being normal. Normal as defined by the Bible.
Just log on to sidroth.org/ISN.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
So when I met Rebecca a few weeks ago, she said, so many days ago, I had a life-changing open vision. And I just asked her now, how many days ago? And she said, 1,810 days ago. Now, why do you keep track that precisely?
Well, that was a life-changing a day in my life. It was actually February the 14th, 2010. And later, God gave me revelation that it's scriptural simply because God gave me a new heart that day. And since that day, I began to number the days because truly God gave me a heart of wisdom.
Tell me what happened that day, because it really was life-changing. But as a result of that day, you operate in revelation. And we'll get into that a little more later on. But tell me what happened that day.
Well, God introduced me to His glory. I had heard songs about the glory of God. I was highly anointed. I pastored a church. I thought I had everything God had made available for me. But His glory is His unexplained, convincing manifestation of Himself. And so that's what I was lacking. I was introduced to His glory that day. God sent me on a treasure hunt. It was Valentine's Day, and He said, I want you to spend today with me. It was actually on a Sunday that particular year. And He sent me on a treasure hunt that I actually went to my great-grandfather's farm and was able to go to different places, and God revealed Himself to me as revelation. And since that day, 1,810 days ago, I've been under revelation. I call it ridiculous revelation.
Well, tell me how this works. What is revelation?
Revelation is the Father's explanation. So many times we've been told no because I said so, without any explanation of why we shouldn't do the things that we shouldn't do. And so we, like Paul, end up doing the things that we shouldn't do. And the things that we should do, we never get done because there's a lack of explanation. And revelation is simply, Sid, God's explanation to His children. When I explain something to my children, then the chances of them falling short in that area are slim to none because they have that explanation of intimacy.
Now, during this open vision, you went to heaven. What did you see in heaven?
Well, the first thing that I experienced when on February the 14th of 2010 was love. I saw love for the first time. Even though I'd been loved by my family and I have many friends, there was something within me that could not accept that love. I could feel lonely in a crowded room. I just couldn't get to the place that love would penetrate me and saturate me and take me into the place that God had destined for me. And when He opened the heaven over me, of course, I now know that I've always walked under an open heaven, but now I have understanding. I have revelation of an open heaven, what it is, how it looks like, how do you stay there? I thought for sure I could mess it up.
When you operate under an open heaven and you have knowledge, give me an example of something that could happen.
Oh, anything can happen, and that's that's a good point, Sid, because under an open heaven, anything can happen. Generational curses. I walk by people, and generational curses are melted by the presence of God.
Now, you said that you had a wounded heart and that God healed it during that time. Mm-hmm. When the same thing happens when you pray for people with broken hearts, what happens?
They receive a brand new heart. Why not? I asked God so long to fix my heart, and finally He gave me revelation. I can't fix your heart.
God can't fix your heart?
I said, we're jacked up, Lord, because if you can't fix my heart...
Big trouble.
I don't know what's going to happen. And He gave me revelation. See, He gave me His explanation. Because God can give us something, Sid, and we can mess it up if we have a broken heart. We can mess up the blessings that God has for us.
So what did He tell you?
He said, I can't fix you. I can't fix your heart. And I said, why, God? And He said, because every time I fix it, you bring up the past and you break it all over again. He said, but I can give you a brand new one. And so I received a brand new heart on Valentine's Day, 1,810 days ago.
Well, let me ask you this question. Most people have been wounded.
Yes.
Maybe every one of us has been wounded. Not maybe. Every one of you. So, could it be so simple that you would pray a prayer?
Oh, Sid, everyone listening to this broadcast, everyone that has an ear to hear what's about to be said, everyone sitting in this audience, the people that drive by this building right now can receive a brand new heart from God.
Could you pray for them right now?
Absolutely. Right now, in the name of Jesus, there is no time nor distance in the glory of God. And right now, hearts are being passed out from heaven. I see hearts coming down from heaven for God's people. The ones that have an ear to hear, hearts are being implanted right now in the hearts of God's people that have been broken for so long. And I understand that you think that God can't fix your brokenness. God doesn't want to fix your brokenness. He wants to heal you and your brokenness today. So receive a heart from God today and begin to count your days. In Jesus' name.
Amen. You know, you said that everyone has this portal, this cylinder of light that is their passageway back and forth for things they pray for from heaven. But you said most peoples are small, but there is a way of expanding these portals.
Absolutely.
Tell me a couple ways.
Well, Sid, first off, if I'm going to have a portal, it's going to be expanded. And faith expands your portal. Love, patience, the fruits of the Spirit. But you can also constrict your portal.
How can you constrict it?
Fear, doubt, and unbelief.
I'll tell you what. As she started talking about expanding the portal, the presence of God, did you feel that?
I did.
I felt something happen. And when we come back, I think it's time for you to start operating in revelation. Don't you have a few questions for God? We'll be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Early in her life, Rebecca King encountered heavenly portals or doorways to heaven. She received revelation from God concerning living under an open heaven. Now she wants to teach you how to experience the supernatural of God as a normal part of your life. Call now and get Rebecca King's revelatory book and three-part audio CD teaching set, Portals of Heaven. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9296. Through Rebecca King's revelatory book and three-part audio CD teaching set, Portals of Heaven, you will understand clearly how to locate your God-given portal. Learn how to go through your portal and begin to walk under an open heaven where signs, wonders, healings, and miracles are commonplace. Open the way for God to reveal Himself to you more fully and more freely. Walk moment by moment where there is no blockage between you and God. Obtain better discernment and wisdom for making decisions. Learn how to activate God's prophetic destiny over your life. Receive an impartation where nothing hinders God from doing what He wants to do in and through you.
The feedback that we're receiving in our ministry is that everyone that reads this book and listens to this teaching, they're absolutely taking the opportunity to expand their portals, and signs, wonders, and miracles are filling their atmosphere.
Rebecca King includes throughout the book special prayers that will position you to live under an open heaven and begin walking in the glory and anointing of God. Don't miss out on getting Rebecca King's revelatory book and three-part audio CD teaching set, Portals of Heaven. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9296. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9296 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Now Rebecca is telling me that even in rooms, she has a token, a sign from God many times of a rainbow. When was the last time you saw a rainbow?
A rainbow?
Yeah.
A rainbow manifested in my hotel room yesterday morning. I said, God, what is this? And He said, well, religiously, my children have been taught that there's a treasure at the end of the rainbow. And, you know, foolishly, I've traveled after it. But when you understand that you operate under an open heaven and you have access to the throne right here and right now, the rainbow manifests in your presence because you understand that you become the treasure and God manifests Himself within you.
So, I'm very intrigued by this gift of revelation. One of the areas God has given you revelation in is curses. Tell me a testimony involving this revelation on curses of a person.
Well, generational curses that's recorded in the 34th chapter of Exodus. A lot of people do not believe in curses and generational curses. But if you believe in blessings, you have to believe in curses. Because they're contrary to each other. I prayed with a lady one day that had a generational curse of fear. Of course, the symptom was anxiety.
Sure.
It wasn't going to say, hey, I'm a generational curse here, cast me away. But I said, how long do you want to be like this? And she said, I want it stopped. And I said, can I pray with you? And I led her through a short 20-second prayer of repentance, because repentance always brings restoration in. Repentance is 100% restoration rate guarantee, and that's a pretty good return. And so
I'll take it.
I led her in a 20-second prayer of repentance that brought her into revelation. Repentance will always escort revelation. And so therefore, we broke a curse of fear. She left my office, and as she was traveling home, her fear was that her oldest child that was about to go off to college would be harmed, and she couldn't get to her. And she actually feared her death, that she would die, and she couldn't get to her. And so on her way home, and she's just a simple Christian, and she called me back, and she said, It's like a movie reel started playing in my head. And I don't know what this is, but I think God has shown me that this came in on my grandmother. Well, come to find out, she began to explain to me that her great-grandmother had been killed on a train track. And her grandmother took on the fear of her mother being killed, and then gave it to the next generation. And then the fourth generation was actually the young woman that I was praying with. And when we broke the curse of fear, we were on the telephone, and she began to say, oh, there's been a wreck on the highway. And she said, it's been a bad wreck. And she said, she began to scream, and she said, it's my daughter. The same daughter we had just finished praying for 15 minutes earlier. Well, long story short, Sid, the daughter had wrecked her vehicle, flipped it in the woods, and only to walk away from the accident. And so, literally, Sid, as we were breaking the generational curse, the daughter, the enemy had plans to steal, kill, and destroy. The simultaneously, as we were breaking the curse, the kid was flipping in the car, but she was untouched.
You know, this is
supernatural.
This is welcome to my world where it's naturally supernatural. Look into the camera and pray the glory of God overtake those that are watching.
I pray right now in the name of Jesus that the glory of God arise on every individual that has ever been created. That the glory of God, according to the 60th chapter of Isaiah, would arise upon you now, and the light of God would come up upon you, that it may be seen not only by yourself, but by everybody else, that it may be a witness, that it may be a tool. As it arises upon you, may it set the captives free. And as it sets the captives free, may it set you free as well, in Jesus' magnificent name.
And I pray that every ounce of that glory would just tell, it's on someone's head right now.
Yes.
And migraines are leaving, back pains are leaving. That glory's healing you right now.
Generational curses right now are being melted.
In Jesus' name.
Early in her life, Rebecca King encountered heavenly portals or doorways to heaven. She received revelation from God concerning living under an open heaven. Did you know that you were created to have a relationship with the supernatural God of Israel the same or even greater than Rebecca King? Are called to live a supernatural life? Are called to release God's supernatural works? Now, Rebecca King wants to teach you how to experience the supernatural of God as a normal part of your life. Call now and get Rebecca King's revelatory book and three-part audio CD teaching set, Portals of Heaven. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9296.
When you read this book and hear the CDs, it's revelatory, and it'll take you into the revelatory realm of God, which is right here and right now. And you too can operate under an open portal of heaven.
Through Rebecca King's revelatory book and three-part audio CD teaching set, Portals of Heaven, you will understand clearly how to locate your God-given portal. Learn how to go through your portal and begin to walk under an open heaven where signs, wonders, healings, and miracles are commonplace. Open the way for God to reveal Himself to you more fully and more freely. Walk moment by moment where there is no blockage between you and God. Obtain better discernment and wisdom for making decisions. Learn how to activate God's calling, purpose, and prophetic destiny over your life. Receive an impartation where nothing hinders God from doing what He wants to do in and through you.
You were created to operate under this open heaven. You were created for signs and wonders, and this book and three CD set is the catalyst that's going to launch you into fulfilling your destiny.
The feedback that we're receiving in our ministry is that everyone that reads this book and listens to this teaching, they're absolutely taking the opportunity to expand their portals, and signs, wonders, and miracles are filling their atmosphere.
Rebecca King includes throughout the book special prayers that will position you to live under an open heaven and begin walking in the glory and anointing of God.
As you read the book, as you listen to the CDs, there is a prophetic impartation of revelation that is going to come upon you. It's like taking Rebecca King home with you and having her personally mentor you.
Don't miss out on getting Rebecca King's revelatory book and three-part audio CD teaching set, Portals of Heaven. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9296. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9296 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural. Many believers today say God works in mysterious ways. Have you ever heard Him say that? Well, for believers, it's not supposed to be a mystery. And some of the questions that you have been asking God, God, why am I still sick? God, why did my uncle die of cancer? God, why am I in poverty? You're about ready to get the answer.
Your gifts to this ministry will help Sid air It's Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week and distribute his evangelistic book to the Jewish people worldwide.